Hello, good evening. My name is Joe calling on behalf of Opinion Research. Mr. Keenan?
You're calling on behalf of who?
Opinion Research. Sir, I'm not selling anything at all. I'm just conducting a survey of the city of Phoenix. Can you spare me 5 minutes of your time? That's the most. 5 minutes?
Why not?
Okay, thank you. I appreciate it, sir. Now, first of all, I'm going to do it in English. Yes. First of all, do you currently live in Phoenix, Arizona?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Now, generally speaking, sir, do you think that things in Phoenix are going in the right direction, or do you feel things have gone off on the wrong track?
Actually, I don't really have an opinion on that. I think it's going well.
Okay. Now, I would like to ask you some questions about the Levine area of Phoenix. This area lies south of Salt River, north of South Mountain Park, west of 27th Avenue, and east of the Gila River.
Yes, I live in Levine.
Okay,
yeah, I live
so
in Levine.
Now, sir, the first question is, bear with me, one, two, three, four. In what, I'm sorry, are you or anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
No, sir.
Okay, now, and do you consider yourself to be white, African-American, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, Pacific Islander?
African-American.
Okay, thank you. Now, overall, how would you describe the quality of life in Levine? Poor, just fair, good, or excellent?
What's the highest number?
Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
Okay. Now, I'm going to read you a list of things that people say would improve the quality of life in Levine. Please rate each on a scale from 1 to 5, where 1 means that it would do very little to improve the quality of life, and 5 means that it would do a lot to improve the quality of life. More dining and entertainment options.
Yes, that's what everybody complains about out here.
So would that be from 1 to 5, sir?
From the highest one, 5.
Okay. What about more affordable housing options to rent or buy?
Yeah, that goes for the whole city, but yeah, 5.
Okay. What about more shops and retail stores or commercial space for businesses?
Yes, 5.
What about more good-paying jobs?
5.
What about better street and road maintenance?
I don't think the streets are that bad. 2.
2. And more parks and recreational opportunities.
We got Cesar Chavez right there. I don't know. That's probably out of 2.
A 2? What about better public transportation options?
I wouldn't know. I don't use public transportation.
Okay. Moving forward, so I can get you back to your day, sir. Now, in terms of your job status, are you employed, unemployed, retired, a student, or a homemaker?
I'm employed.
Okay. And would you say that there are too few, too many, or about the right amount of businesses that employ people who work in trades, warehouses, retail, and restaurants in Levine?
Can you say the question one more time?
Yeah. Would you say that there are too few, too many, or about the right amount of businesses that employ people who work in trades, warehouses, retail, and restaurants in Levine?
Probably too few.
Okay. And thinking about businesses in your area, would you say that there are too few, too many, or about the right amount of businesses that employ office workers and other corporate professionals in Levine?
Oh, definitely too few.
Okay. And thinking about commercial development, I'm going to read you a list of different kinds of stores and businesses. Please tell me yes or no if you would like to see more of that kind of business in Levine. Grocery stores and supermarkets.
No, it's enough of those.
What about doctor's offices and hospitals?
No, I think it's enough of those.
Okay. What about home goods stores and other retail stores like Target?
Yes.
Okay. What about restaurants, bars, and entertainment venues?
I don't know about bars, but restaurants, yes.
Okay. What about dollar stores and discount chains?
No, that's enough of those.
Okay. And moving forward, sir, in your own words, what type of stores or business would you most like to see more in Laveen? In your own words.
Like you said, stores like Target, and we already have a Super Walmart right down 35th Ave, but that's the only thing we have. So more, I don't know what you call those retail stores.
Okay.
And more sit-down restaurants.
Okay, sit. Okay. Okay, sit-down restaurants. Okay. Moving forward, sir. Now, switching gears a bit, how much of a problem is housing affordability in Laveen? That is to say, how much it costs to buy or rent a home. Is housing affordability not a big problem at all? A slight problem, a moderate problem, a fairly big problem, or a very big problem?
A very big problem.
And how much of a problem is the availability of housing in Laveen? That is to say, the number of houses, condominiums, or apartments that are available to buy or rent. Is housing availability not a problem at all, a slight problem, a moderate problem, a fairly big problem, or a very big problem?
No, very big problem.
A very big problem?
Yeah.
Okay, moving forward now, sir. Still thinking about residential development, I'm going to read you a list of different kinds of housing. For each, please tell me yes or no if you would like to see more of that kind of housing in Laveen. Townhouses or attached homes?
Yes.
What about housing options for seniors?
Yes.
What about single-family detached homes?
Yes.
What about multifamily housing like apartments or condominiums?
No.
No? Okay.
No.
Move forward, sir. And how long have you lived in Phoenix?
Since 2004.
So say been 11 to 20 years, okay? And do you currently own your own home? You rent it, or are you living with friends or family?
No, I own.
You own? And I'm going to read you, this is the final questions, some proposals to address housing costs and options in Laveen. Please tell me whether you favor or oppose each one, okay? Now, change zoning laws to allow a mix of single-family homes, townhouses and apartments and condominiums in the same neighborhood.
What's my options for answers?
You could favor of that or oppose that.
Yeah, I oppose that. I don't want apartments mixed in with houses.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
What about change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more condominium buildings?
In favor.
In favor strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay. What about repurpose or replace empty stores and commercial properties with new housing?
In favor.
In favor?
Somewhat.
Somewhat, okay. What about change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more multifamily housing, like townhomes, duplexes, or triplexes?
I am against that.
Okay. And repurpose or replace parking lots with new housing?
In favor of homes, yes.
Okay. And change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more apartment buildings?
No, I'm against apartment buildings.
Okay. Moving forward now, this is the last question, sir, are just for statistical purposes. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
I completed some college years, but I didn't graduate.
Okay, some college, okay. And, sir, what is your annual household income? Just stop me when I get to the right amount. Less than $25,000, $25,000 to $50,000, $50,000 to $75,000, $75,000 to $100,000, $100,000 to $125,000, more than 125.
Yes, stop. No.
100 to 125.
Yes.
Okay. And finally, this is the last question. Strictly for verification purposes, by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
Keenan.
Thank you, sir. Now, sir, Mr. Keenan, this concludes our survey. I do want to thank you for sharing your opinion with us, and enjoy the rest of your evening, okay?
All right. Thanks, you too.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Bye.